Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 15th of January. I'm Paul White. We're in 1 Corinthians 15:34. We've spent the last couple of days hopefully refreshing your memory or introducing you for the first time, perhaps, to the idea that you need to wake up to your righteousness. You need to wake up not to what you need to do to be righteous, but the fact that your righteousness is in the hands of Christ and his finished work. If you wake up to that, I believe sin has no chance. Whatever ails you has no chance to continue its stronghold in your life, because you start to walk into your identity. Identity's always been the issue. That's what the snake tempts Eve with in the garden. You'll be like God. She already was. That's what the devil tempts Jesus with in the wilderness. If you be the Son. We're always being challenged with our identity, who we are, and when we fall asleep on that identity, we are open and susceptible to all kinds of issues and failures in life. We move on to the middle of the verse where Paul says, and this actually finishes the sentence, "Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God." Paul doesn't say, "for some do not have this knowledge," although that is maybe one way of seeing it. What is the knowledge that they're righteous? But he does say, "for some do not have the knowledge of God." And I want to show you from another, actually an earlier Pauline epistle, what I think Paul is saying here by using another verse. Before I do that, just want to point out what this could mean within this direct context. That for Paul, the knowledge of God is the entire gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul doesn't preach God separate from Jesus ever in his epistles or in the book of Acts. Paul brings Jesus into the conversation constantly. He sees God no longer as standing alone without the person of Christ in the conversation. You got to imagine that he did for most of his life, particularly for his adult life as Saul of Tarsus. It was God alone. There was no Son of God, and there was no manifestation of the Christ on the earth. And then he starts to see God through Jesus. I'm not trying to indicate that there's God and then there was Christ, but that God manifests himself to us as Jesus on the earth. And Paul talks mostly about Christ, not just simply about Jesus. And that's because Paul is pointing to the anointed one. He's not pointing backward to a man they knew on the earth, but he's pointing to the anointed one on the earth. Even though it's very common for Paul, even when he's talking about Jesus on the earth, to use the word Christ. I don't mean he never uses Jesus. We know he does. But when he does, he often puts it with Jesus Christ, because it's not just some guy. It's the anointed God of heaven on the earth. So when he says some do not have the knowledge of God, we're not talking about a Jewish knowledge of who God is, but the entire gospel of God, which is the love of God manifested through Christ and displayed to us through the cross, the resurrected man on the earth, which he's getting into. This is where he's leading you to, by the way, as 1 Corinthians 15 gets deeper, is he's introducing you and leading you into the resurrected man on the earth a little deeper into the chapter. And so on our way there, one of the things about God that Paul wants us to know is that we are righteous. I told you I would use something from an earlier Pauline text. We do that from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I want to read just a few verses, starting in verse 3. You know what? Let's start in verse 1. We're really looking for the phrase at the end of verse 5. But listen to this context from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. "Finally, then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God, for we know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus." Notice, whatever commandments, I knew I'd do this. If I read this, I'm going to comment on it. whatever commandments Paul believed that you ought to be living, they're those revealed to you through Jesus. And by the way, he doesn't say you can keep the commandments through Jesus. No, he says they're the commandments we gave you through Jesus. They're commandments that come to you through Christ, not commandments you can keep from Sinai because you know Christ. That's to me, that's a common and an erroneous argument against the doctrine of grace that I've heard, which is Jesus helps you to keep that law. That's not the teaching of Paul. Whatever commandments are to improve your walk were given through Christ. 3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. Catch that? Like the Gentiles who do not know God. It's not about not knowing of his existence. It's not knowing who he is through Jesus Christ. That's the context. And so for Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:34, awake to righteousness and don't sin. Some don't have the knowledge of God, I think, contextually, and then leaning into his earlier writings to the Thessalonians, I think what Paul is saying to us is, wake up. God's declared you righteous through the finished work of Christ. If you knew that, believed that, and lived that, you could live free from sin and its dominion. But not everybody knows this about God. And what you don't know about God and his finished work will hurt you. What you don't know about God will harm your walk and who you are. Wake up to righteousness and don't sin. Some people don't realize how righteous they are in the gospel of God. And then another sentence that almost seems tacked on. It's added to the 34th verse. It could probably be its own verse, which is, I speak this to your shame. I've been trying to get to this for 3 days, and it's a rough statement. I speak to your shame, and it needs its own podcast, and I'm going to do that. And we're going to work with some stuff that's already popped up in the book of 1 Corinthians, because this is the second time Paul has used this statement verbatim in this book. So we'll go back and find the other time, bring those two together and see what and why Paul's talking this way. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.